Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. In this episode, I want to go over something that has been, I guess, popping up over the last year now that it has been crazy in, I guess, American finances and just the overall economy here in America since, you know, inflation has increased and the cost of living has increased. And guess what? You know, people's everyday lifestyle of spending money on things that they really truly don't need, or maybe they got in a bunch of debt, and now that inflation has, you know, rised up, it kind of makes their take home income a little bit less, you know, at the end of the day. So a lot of people have been, I guess, coming across these companies that, let's just say, so and so is supposed to lower your monthly debt. Okay, let's say if you're paying $1,000 a month in credit card bills, personal loan bills, or maybe you have some charge offs and things like that that you're repaying, you may have come across some companies that are called debt relief or debt consolidation. And I'm not a big fan of these type of companies, and I'm going to get into that in a minute here. But everyone who usually calls in into Sturgis Credit Repair just wants some information on credit repair, or maybe they want to figure out what they can do themselves to kind of improve their credit scores. A lot of people, you know, complain about enrolling into these debt programs, and it screwed them over more than helping them. And I want to go over this for those who are listening to this audio episode here. I hope, you know, that I can prevent some of you from applying for some of these programs if you are in the position where you're trying to lower your debt. Okay, so let's start fresh here. Okay, so people who have maxed out credit cards or loans and it's just taking forever to pay those off, you know, you may get some type of marketing email, or maybe you may come across some ads, you know, and these companies are trying to sell you a service to lower your monthly debt. Okay, and how do they know that you're in debt? That's the biggest question. Well, a lot of times you have these apps on your phone. Okay, let's just say you have these credit monitoring apps, like the free ones, of course, like Credit Karma or CreditWise and all these other apps that people like to brag about. Oh, I can check my credit for free. Well, the reason why Credit Karma is free is because they sell your information to these companies that may fit your, you know, so-called fit your needs. And of course, if you get approved or you sign up for these services, well, Credit Karma get a commission out of that. That's why you're getting these letters in the mail. That's why you're getting these emails, you know, of these companies marketing to you. That's how they know who you are, because of these free apps. You know, it's common sense. But let's get back on track here, okay? Let's say if you have some unpaid credit cards and some personal loans and your debt is just through the roof. It's at the top of your head. When you get paid, you can barely breathe after everything comes out of your paycheck, your bills, your rent or mortgage, and then, of course, unnecessary debts, maybe a car note, and of course, the bad things such as unsecured debts like a personal loan or credit card debts, okay? If you're not paying your cards off in full or if you can't pay it in full, okay? And let's just say, I think I said the example of having $1,000 a month in debt payments, but let's just stick with that, okay? Let's say you have $1,000 a month in debt payments. These companies are going to come to you and present these numbers stating, oh, you're paying $1,000 a month, okay? It's going to take you 7 years to pay off this loan or to pay off this credit card, okay? Instead of paying $1,000 per month in personal loans and credit card debt, you know, within 7 years, I can take that $1,000 and I can get your debt paid with half of that per month and in less time than that, okay? Instead of 7 years, you can be debt free in 12 months or 2 years, okay? And instead of paying $1,000 per month, you will only be paying $400, $500, $600 a month, you know? So you're saving XYZ amount of money over the months or over the years, and your debts are going to be paid off much sooner, okay? Well, the average person out there who I guess really doesn't understand the finance industry, they really don't understand how this works. And guess what? Me, Chris Sturgis, is going to be the one that's going to explain how this works, because I hear these stories for a living, okay, every single day. And guys, listen, you don't want to do this. It's just going to mess up your credit, and I'm going to explain why. The way they're able to do this, their goal is to charge off the debts, okay? Because their whole goal is to settle with the creditors that you owe, okay? So let's just say you have $10,000 in credit card debts, right? In order for them to so-called make you pay less than the $10,000 that you owe, their goal is to settle that $10,000 debt, and hopefully the bank will take $5,000, or maybe they will take $6,000. They're just hoping, okay? In order to process a settlement agreement like that, the account has to be closed and it has to be charged off. So for someone who have no negative activity on their credit, no late payment history, no collection history, no charge-off history, they have perfect credit, however, they're just in a crap ton of debt, why would you go from perfect credit, okay, 100% payment history, to ruining your credit to charge off this account? That's the first red flag. However, they don't tell you that. The way they present these numbers to you, they're going to say, hey, Mr. or hey, Mrs., okay, this money that you're paying Capital One and Chase and Wells Fargo, stop paying them. Pay us the money and we're going to take care of everything. That's how they tell you everything. They don't tell you that, oh, well, by you stop paying them and we're going to take care of it. You know, they're not telling you that the accounts aren't being paid and they're going to be charged off within the next 3 months. The average account takes about 6 months to be charged off, okay? So that's why they say this program takes 12 months or 2 years. It takes 6 months of no payments just for the account to be charged off. So this money that you're paying them, they're just keeping it, and it's their money to keep until the account charges off. Then they can work on collecting more money from you, and hopefully they just save it. And then if the banks settle with them, or settle with you, it's not them, settle with you and accept the negotiation, then, you know, they will put some of that money towards the settlement, okay? But in the first 6 months, you know, that money is just going nowhere. You're not paying your bills, so the accounts are being late every single month. 30 days late, 60 days late, 90 days late, 120 days late, you know, that's 4 months right there. And then they probably take an additional, I don't know, month or two before they charge off the account, or maybe, it charges off in the fifth month, and maybe it may take another month to hit your credit, and then, you know, finally it's a charge off reported after 6 months of no payments. Okay, so now you have messed up your credit. Now you have to see if the bank is even going to be willing to settle with you and accept this negotiation from this debt relief or debt consolidation company. And guess what? If they do, cool. Yeah, I mean, you probably have saved half of the money that you were supposed to pay if they did agree and accept the negotiation from the debt relief program. Cool. But guess what? Now you have a collection and a charge-off reported to your credit for 7 years. You would not be able to finance a pencil with charge-offs all on your credit, okay? But here's the screwed up part. Let's just say you weren't able to get some type of negotiation, and if Capital One says you owe them $10,000 and they're not willing to settle, well, guess what? You still owe them $10,000 on top of a charge-off or collection being reported to your credit. So now your credit is ruined, and then you still owe the money. And then if you don't pay it, here's the catch: you are at risk, okay, for being sued for debt. Yes, they have 3 years to take action to sue you in court if they want to, and your wages could be garnished. You know, they're going to get that $10,000 back from you one way or another, okay? You just can't escape it. Now, the chances of being sued is, you know, it's slimmer. Not all consumers are sued for unpaid debts. You know, most companies may write it off and move on about their life, but guess what? Let's just say you did let it go. Well, now this affects your credit score for 7 years. So guys, what I'm getting at, there's no easy way with anything in life. And although credit and debt goes hand in hand, because credit is built based on leveraging debt, you know, they both goes hand in hand, but they're both two different things. Regardless of what you have, either you're in a lot of debt or you're in a bad credit situation, nothing is going to be a fast fix. Okay, if you are in debt, the only exit you have with that is to pay it. And by paying, I mean paying on time. Okay, there's no magic trick that you can do with debt to just get out of it. Even if you're in $10,000 in credit card debt and, you know, you find a personal loan to pay it off, well, guess what? You're now in $10,000 personal loan debt. The debt doesn't go away. A lot of people think that, but the misunderstanding is, if you're in a lot of revolving debt, of course your credit utilization goes up and it goes maxed out, and that hurts your score. But you can take a personal loan and pay off the revolving debt that's on a credit card, and your scores go up, because $10,000 on a loan doesn't affect your scores as if you had $10,000 on a maxed out credit card. So that's where that little misunderstanding comes in play. But guys, like I said, if you're in a ton of debt, there's no easy way out of it. You need to make more money, get a side gig, get a second job, save your money. Maybe you have some extra things that you're, I don't know, subscribed to every month, movies. For example, you know, I've had a bunch of subscriptions I was subscribed to: YouTube TV, YouTube Premium, all these Netflix accounts and things like that. And I work too much and I never get to watch most of that stuff anyway. And even myself have canceled up to like $200 or $300 a month just in monthly entertainment subscriptions. Okay, things that's not helping me financially, or I guess physical wise, that I just didn't have time to even use the services. But just like debt, you know, can't get paid overnight or isn't something that's a quick fix to get out of, same thing with credit, guys. Like, if you mess up your credit, you have to accept the fact that it stays messed up for 7 years. However, even if you try the credit repair process yourself, or you hire someone or hire a team to do this, that doesn't change anything. It still takes time. You have to be patient. You have to hope that it works, have motivation that it works. You know, ask questions, what you can do on your end to make the process faster. But people that think they can just get out of debt with some type of magic trick, like these debt relief programs try to advertise to you, or people that fall for these, you know, the bad credit, so-called credit scams that's out there that say you can fix your credit in 1 month or 30 days or 60 days, even 90 days. That's, guys, it's not true. You know, in order to improve your credit score, it's going to take months and months and months of going back and forth with the credit bureaus, back and forth with the creditors, to see what can be done to improve your situation or to get some of the negative information removed. So hopefully someone that's listening to this episode, I know a lot of you check out the podcast and the episodes on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and things like that. I think maybe a hand select may check out these episodes on YouTube. Lately, there hasn't been any, video episodes, mostly the credit education or audio podcast. So for those who are tuning in to the YouTube version of this, just know it's no different from the audio version. So if you have Spotify or you have any of these podcast apps on your phone, it's going to be much easier to check out these future episodes by the audio version. So hopefully this has helped anyone who are, you know, maybe in a ton of debt, and maybe they have came across one of these debt consolidation companies or debt relief programs that almost make, you know, things sound too good to be true. And if it sounds like that, or you have a gut feeling that's how it is, 9 times out of 10, it will be that. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S, creditrepair.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.